K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State University boy. At tables have turned, folks, with this weather. Did not expect to get this hot, but I'm going to take it here on this Monday, kind of late afternoon, Monday, February 9th. 2026. Your favorite time of this podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning into this latest episode of this podcast. I did not think I would be sitting here recording at all. But here we are sitting here finally recording here after kind of a hectic last several, we count like maybe a day and a half or so. But anyways, we're still here. We're still kicking it here on this podcast again. Pro Project Podcast. I forgot about Alex for a minute. But we're going to get him in here this week on the show, whether it's tonight or Thursday. I have those slotted in there there as well. It's been a kind of a hectic last day and a half there as well, so I'm not sure if I'm gonna record tonight. But anyways, we're gonna get him in because I passed over on Thursday. We're gonna get him in on Thursday this time around there as well, because we have nothing important at the end of the week. So there's that for y'all on that one. But Women's Tennis Edition, wrapping up a two-day weekend for the K-State women's tennis team. We already talked about the Tulsa win. Go check that out. Again, that's already up on the feed. Wherever. This is your favorite K-State podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, K-State had no answer for Arkansas yesterday as they lost to them, the home team, pretty much 4-1. You knew what you're going up against there as well in the ball game, or in a tennis match. So yeah, it's been a long day and a half. Yes, I'm including all the way up till 12:30 or 1 o'clock. Yeah, so that's why I'm probably not going to record tonight. We'll just have to see if I get my second win. Maybe we'll get him in for a half hour or so. Talking about Alex and the co-host of this podcast, or now special guest of this podcast there as well. Yeah, no match here whatsoever, but let's go straight to the singles first here. Let's just go down to results here. There, Marlo Cosmas, y'all, your number one seed for the women's tennis team, lost in three sets to Carolina Gomez Alonso of Arkansas. Why did I say that? Because yeah, they played Arkansas all day yesterday. Shasha Kosova, Keslova and Brooke Schaefer went to three sets. That game went unfinished there, with Keslova leading at that time. Modesty, her match also went unfinished after a long-ass second set to Annette Koskel there. And that set went 11. Marta lost 13-11 in that tiebreaker second set there, which in that time overtime, Mata could have won that. So the Cosmozal sisters, unfortunately, come on the other end of their matches there. Andrea P. Defeated Diana Samalaska in straight set, 6-4, 6-4. Arina Babnikova defeated Vavara Brnovich. We talked about Brnovich in the previous postcast there in straight sets. And the only win coming for Kansas State yesterday in this match belonged to Chanel Rasmova over Jimena Gomez Alonso in straight sets. Your sixth seed stepping up to play. So while that happened, your number one seed lost. Shasha Keslova was in the middle of leading in the third set when that got called off. Modesty was behind a little bit in the third set there, so you don't get that back. But the doubles competition, yeah, these Cosmozal sisters of Mologo and Mata lost to Alonso and Costco 6-2, and that was kind of one-sided there, so that was a huge shocker there. And then you had, Alonso was busy. Well, actually, hold up. So they also have a pair of sisters. Arkansas also has a pair of sisters here. This one in the second seed doubles game, Jimena Gomez beat Anna Brooke Schaefer beat Kislova and Rasimova, 6-1, dominating fashion. And then, of course, Brnovich and Samulas was trailing their game when that called off there as well. So, yeah, pretty much dominating performance there in doubles competition. No answer whatsoever here from this team. And you could come out of this weekend 1-1. Coach Jordan Smith after this game. Again, Arkansas 4, Kansas State 1. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Here on this podcast here, coming to you on this, which turned out to be, man, this call, I thought it was supposed to be 60s. But this went up to 75 a little bit. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Jordan Smith, head coach of the women's tennis team after this game on competing against Arkansas. Quote, I have to say, this was not the best environment I've coached a team in, but we knew it was coming. One of those weird moments where, yes, we lost this match, but we won in so many more areas. I'm really proud of my young team for remaining strong despite all the shenanigans. We're boy, something happened over there. I don't know what happened, but something happened over there. We're getting better each day and looking forward to finally playing at home next week. Yeah, that'll be nice. That'll be nice for this young team to get finally to play in the comforts of Manhattan, Kansas. And yeah, that comment right there, something happened. Something went down yesterday that I don't know about. And I'm not going to dig into that right now, but that already told me something that Kuzma wasn't happy, too happy. With the, was it the Arkansas team, or is it the coaches, was it the fans, or the referees? I have no clue. I can't answer that. Only you got to go to Coach Smith for that answer there as well. So, man, you know, that leaves you scratching your head right there as well. But hey, you come out of this weekend 1-1, you get your first win on Saturday. Unfortunately, you lose. But that's okay. That's okay. Again, we're talking about a young team again. And this one was tennis team, and next time they're going to be on the tennis court will be this coming Friday against Wichita State. Hold on a second. Yeah, Wichita State kicks off a 5-match homestand for your women's tennis team at K-State. Wichita State gets that all kick-started on Friday, this Friday at 4 at Peak Form Sports and Wellness Center at 4 p.m. there as well. And this really kicks off a busy week, really. And that, why did I say that? Because I believe, yes, the baseball team, yep, will be starting their four games in 4 days at the end of the week as well. They're going to be playing on Iowa. I'll get into that a lot more. And we'll have plenty of baseball talk throughout this week and this weekend because they're playing this weekend through Monday. The K-State baseball kicks things off. We'll talk about that more when I record the Manhattan episode here. Either that's today or tomorrow or something like that. Like I say, it's been, for me, a crazy... And I'm not counting the Super Bowl. We ain't counting that. Day and a half. Day and a half there as well. But glad that's out of the way for right now. We can focus on the podcast and we can continue to focus on getting ready for the continuation of New York. Talk about myself there as well. But yeah, so there's that. But yeah, lots to come still. Where I'm going to have that episode postcast. We're going to have this one come out here momentarily. Maybe at 6. You're going to get 2 episodes within next 2 hours. We'll have this up here shortly, or I'll save it for tomorrow. Excuse me, my goodness, for tomorrow morning. And then of course we're gonna have the MHK episode come out in the middle of the week. Looking ahead to basketball, tennis, and baseball. Yep, things are getting picked up yet again here in the second week of February here. So, but for the K-State women's tennis team, they're gonna be start getting prepared for their opening match against Wichita State this upcoming Friday. The Pro Punch Podcast, all things K-State Sports. You can get it. We're a podcast trying to frame available daily. We're in Chester Court, Kansas State content. We're on iTunes, Spotify. You know what it is. The Pro Punch Podcast, all things K-State Sports. And number 2, make sure you do tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Punch Podcast. And I'm going to have Alex on at some point. Whether that's tonight, I'm saying I might have to chill out for the rest of the day. We'll have to see how that goes. And then for sure, Thursday, after the group run on Thursday, have him back on the show as well. So much to talk about, but we're going to talk about basketball. There might be some baseball talk in there, so we'll see what happens as we continue to get through this Monday and the kickstart the weekend, get into this week as well with K-State Sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Alex Staten out there in Santa California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from KC Mo. The tips. We'll warm up a little bit this weekend or this week. This has been another edition right here of the Pro Project Podcast. All things KC Sports with Cats.